We are learning Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 16 lines from the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph at the end of a line. Learned the Mishnah that if someone is makdish, this is the husband who's makdish, the moiser maisi yadayim of his wife, it's machleikus. So Rameh says hektish, Rameh Sandal machulim. So Rameh Sandal holds that you can't be makdish the moiser. First of all, right now it's meshubid. Right now we're talking about in a case where it was meshubid to the wife because he wasn't giving her mar kesef and therefore belonged to her. So he can be makdish it now. I be makdish it for after misa, but after she dies and you yerish her, the reason why you can't be makdish the moiser is because it's davash loyva la'olam. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Sandla held. Rameh holds you can be makdish davash loyva la'olam. That's one pshat in the machlekes. There might be another beer on machlekes that he means to say yikdishu yadecha la'isayim. That was Rosh Lakish's pshat. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan Sandla obviously holds in odom makdish davash loyva la'olam. You cannot be makdish something that's not in this world yet. And right now, her ma'isi yadayim that's going to be produced after she's dead or after is not obviously ba'olam. So Rabbi Yochanan Sandla holds it's chulin. And Amar Shmuel, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Sandla, we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandla holds that the ma'isi yadayim, the ma'isi and ma'isi yadayim are chulin because it cannot be chal. Freit the Gemara kashom. How can you say that Shmuel holds that Eino the Makdovas Royal Olam? And like Rashi explains, the Shmuel before said that the Machlekes is Moiser La'acha Misa. Obviously, he holds that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says Chulin is going, even though after Misa belongs to him, going according to Mandi Amma, that it can be Makdovas Dovas Royal Olam. So here you see Klar that he holds that Eino the Makdovas Royal Olam, Vatnan. I'm going to show you from a Mishnah and Shmuel passing like the man the Amadir that it could be Makdish. But now I learned in the Mishnah. Koinim shani oisel aficha. If Isha, here in the case, Isha makes a neder and says, my maisi daim that I'm earning should be oser to you, the husband. Makes a neder on it. Einot tzarech lafer. The Tanakhama says you don't have to be mefer. Like Tosis speaks out, there maschal einoi. We're talking about over here by someone who's giving his wife mezonos and ma'a kesef. So in this case, it belongs to him. It belongs to the husband, the mezainis. Therefore, if she does makes the neder on that, it's not chal. You don't have to be made for it. It's not hers to make a neder because since he's giving mezainis and ma'al kesef, so therefore it's chal. I according to Rav and Rav Huna, you could say eini oisev eini zon. But here she didn't say that. Here she said kainim shani oisev ficha. In this case, the ma'aseh them going to the husband, so the neder is not chal. Ein tzarich lahafer. We keep on yofer. You should be made for Shemet Hadav Lav Yosna Royaloi. Maybe we'll make extra money, and that money belongs to you, and therefore that would be chal. So therefore, be made for the whole entire nether because this possible nether be chal. I just told you, we're giving ma'a kesef, so the moisa belongs to the husband as well. Taisa speaks out, talking about Hadafa Shede Chak. Hadafa Shede Chak belongs to the Isha. For example, what that means in Taisa, so it means is there are three different things. There are ma'isa da, that's regular earnings that you're supposed to make for your husband every week. Then there's the ma'isa's extra earnings. Then there's something called hadapa de chak, that because she works extra specially hard, she makes extra money, that money belongs to her no matter what. So that, the neder could be chal, that type, those earnings, those wages could be chal. So Rekiva says, be made for the neder because maybe you'll make extra money and that will be chal. So that's what you have to be made for the neder. The third man, the Avdrech Manurim, you have to be made for, you know why? Shem Yigershana, maybe you're going to get divorced. And then, Vateya Surah Lachsar, you're not going to be able to take her back because after she's divorced, then the Neda is Chal. And now you're not going to be able to take her back. Why? So Rashi says, because it's the Efshet to be Lizar from someone who's Asar Banuf. Once the Isanah is Chal, it means you're not going to be able to eat her cooking or her. She grinds something, able to use it because you can't be anything that she does. You're not going to be able to nana from, so it's not going to be a good marriage. But Rabbi Chaim says they're worried that's a michal after they get divorced. And the question is that lechayra it's a davar shloim loyelam. So what do you see? Rabbi Chaim holds you could make a ned on something that didn't come to this world yet. You could make a kainim on something that didn't come to this world yet. Almost Shmuel loch kerei chamenuri. Shmuel pasler chamenuri. So it's a stira. On one hand, Shmuel pasler yechanan Sandler holds in our mishnah it's chul and why. Even though you're doing it for after misa, it's davash loy balaylam. On the other hand, you say chamenuri holds it is chal for something that's going to happen after you get divorced. You see, you could do a ned on davash loy balaylam. So my answer is, Mar first tries the teretz, which really doesn't even start the teretz. Ki amas Shmuel loch kerei chamenuri lahadafa. When that Shmuel said loch kerei chamenuri, it didn't mean mamash loch kerei chamenuri. It meant that we'll worry about hadafa, and that could be chal. So pray the Gemara. So first of all, that alone, the hadafa also might be a davar shloim b'la'olam. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says V'hashda nami have a much like shuya sof sof la ba la oilam. The halay nasa. But the Gemara has a different kasha. Gemara says if that, you just talking about adafa, lema lachka v'yechem, lema halacha v'yechem ur la adafa. Let it say we pass the v'yechem ur la adafa. You nami ain't a lach tanakam, lach is not like tanakam. You nami lach krav akiva, lach krav akiva. Why do you say a funny way like this? So back shver, how can you say pasuk v'yechem v'nuri? Aye, it's adafa shloy ba la oilam. Elam Rav Yosef, I'll tell you the chilek. The difference between our Mishnah and this kainim is our Mishnah is talking about hektish, and this Mishnah over here is talking about kainim. That's the chilek. Elam Rav Yosef, kainam is kamris, a kainim, which is means a neder. So the difference between kainim and a hektish is for the whole world. Kainim is usually for a yachid, either for myself or for someone else. Kainim is for the yachid. So kainam is kamris, shani kainam is betoich shadam oisa peris chaver olav, odam makdis dovas lo velaylam. Zokt Rav Yosef says like this, that just like hektish, I can't be makdish your thing. You know, you, Yankel, have a field, a house, a car, whatever it is. I can't make that hektish. It's yours. It's not mine. But you know what I could do? I could say your car is also tana to me. I could do that. It's called kainim. I could do that. So since you see kainim, you could do your peiris chaveri on you. So the same thing is, you can makdish a davar shloi b'loilam. So that, you see, it's a little loose, it's a little easier. Konamis have easier rules. Just like you can make a kainim on someone else's payers, you can make a kainim on a sadav shalav alayim. Omle abaya, that's not a good dimna. Bishlama adam oisa payers chaveri alav. Bishlama, you can ask your friend's payers on you. So Kain also, you find the opposite case also. Adam oisa payers about chaveri. I can ask my payers on you, even though it's not hekish the whole world. I can ask my payers specifically on you. And also, I can ask your payers on me. But you at least need either the peiros should be yours or the issur should be on you. Shekain adam oisa peiros of achavera, but yasa davash loyolam achavera. But you can tell me should be aser a davash loyolam, which is here the ma'aseh daim on your husband. You want to aser it. Shekain ain't adam oisa peiros of chavera achavera. You can't aser the peiros of your friend on your friend. You can't say your car is also to you. Yeah, you can't do. See here, how you letting makna a davash loyolam on the husband? That you can't do. There's no raya in this case. So how is Konamis different? Does that arrive from Konamis at all? So back Shver, how could Shmuel say that we pass in Rechem and Nuri that you can make a kainim, you can make a nether on your Ma'is Yedayim, it's not Bala Olam. Elam Arvun Radio Rishua, but Imeres, Yikdashu Yodai Lo'isehem. The Yedayim Isnum Bala Olam. The case was, according to Rechem and Nuri is, you will makdish your hands for the wages it will earn. That's what you asked. And right now it can't be chal because right now it's meshuba to the husband. But it'll be chal after gerushin, and the hands are in the world. Frank the Gemara, but v'chikam rahachi mi makdish. How could it be kaddish? How could it have a neder? Hamashavle, it's meshuba to the husband. Zok the Gemara, the amr lechim garsha. She says, I want my hands to be chal and neder, the earnings on my hand, and my hands are be chal the neder on the hands for the earnings after the gerushin, without meshuba to the husband anymore. So Mar the Kasha, but how can I do that? Me can meet the Dilo Hashtoi Kaddish. Right now I can't make Kaddish, but I can make a Kaddish for a later time. Look, I make Kaddish. How are you allowed to do that? Omar Abeloi, Alam Aloi, maybe you could do that. Because I'll give you an example. You see this field here, I'm selling it to you. When I buy back, take this should be Kaddish. Mila Kach, Allah is Kaddish. So here also, I'm telling you, when I get divorced, my hand should be Kaddish. But the case you just brought is not a raya. The case you just gave me was that you own the field right now. You're saying, when I sell it to you and I buy it back, it's be kaddish. You're right, we didn't reach that time now. But lemaisa, the case of sada, right now it's yours. And you can do it right now. Mi hasam, mi dami, hasam, biyadu lakdisha. By the case of a sada, right now you can make it right now. Hacha here, with her hands, ain't biyadu lagarish shasma. She can't do a garish right now. Therefore, her hands right now cannot become a kainim. This is similar to a different case. The field that I sold to you and you own it right now, when I buy it back for you, it should be Kaddish. That's not Kaddish. I can't go over to my friend who I sold the field to one time and tell him, by the way, that field, I'm buying it back for you, and when I buy it back, it's Kaddish. It's not Kaddish because right now, it's not Biyadah. It's not Biyadah. To hear also, the Isha, her hands are not Biyadah because it's Meshuvah right now. Maskler, our papa, Jehovah says back, the case you gave me where someone else had your field already, bought your field, is not like this. Mother Papa, me domi, hosom gufa peris beyond lekech. There, lekech bought the entire principal and the peris the entire field. Hacha here, gufa beyonda, she still owns her hands. Just the peris of her hands belong to the husband. Holoi dami, this is more similar to a case, el oimel chaveroi, sodasusum shkanti loch, this field I gave you as a guarantee. Likashef danamacha, when I'm paid for you, I gave it to you as a mashkin, as a collateral. When I paid it, when I redeem it, tikdish is because the kacha is kacha. See, also my hands are a mashkin to the husband because the husband gets my zayin. But I'm saying when I get it back by the gerushin, it should be kaddish. Maybe that should work because right, because really I am really the owner. It's just mushkin to you, so therefore it should be chal. Maskin of Shesha Reda Ridi, be dummy. Hosam Yadil of Taisa. Buy a mashkin any time I can pay back the money and get back my collateral. Hoche Yadil Garish Atzma. Here she can't megarish herself. Holy Dami Loim Lachaveir, so do some scandal called Esa Shonim. Tomorrow says, I'll tell you what it's doing to. It's doing to mashkin, which I gave to for 10 years. It has to be by you 10 years. And I say, Lik Shavdena, when I redeem it, Mecha, after 10 years, Tikdash should be Kaddish. The Kaddish is Kaddish. Here also, even though right now I can't be megarish myself, but Lamaisa, when I'm megarish, I want it to be Kaddish. So Maskin Rav Ashi, but still not doing it. Me the Mahasim Esa Shonim, me a Yadil of Taisa. I say, after 10 years, you're going to be able to do it. Hoche Em Yadil Garish Asma Loilam. Never a time when I should do Garish. So back to the question. Again, the question is that Shmuel paskins that you could make a koinim on your ma'isi yadayim for after the gerushim. L'chayr, the pella is, it's a davish loy b'loylam. Teretz is, I said, makdish yodai lo'isayim. But the problem is that right now the hands are not in your rishus, m'shuvah to the husband. And don't tell me this is like a field that's a mashkin, because there you have a biyodai to be paided, or one day you'll be able to paided. Here, you never have a right to demand the gerushin or to make the gerushin. And therefore, your hands are m'shuvah. So how could you make a hekdash l'isayim? It must be a whole davish l'olam, it can be makna. And it's a kasha, stira, two shmuels. That's the kasha. Gemara says the final teretz. And again, this has to do with the neder. L'mar Vashi, koinomois kamris. Shani Kanomois, the Kedusha Tzaguf Ninu. Kanomois Tzaguf Tzaguf. Avad we're answering still, you make this Yodai Le'isayim, and you own the hands. Aye, the question was, and that's why it's different than our Mishnah, where we're there, the husband has no right on your hands, and therefore, the only way to do it is Makdash Dov Shalav Le'ilam, and it's Le'ilam Le'ilam. Here, she is being Makdash own hands. Aye, the question was, their hands, the wages are Meshuvah to the husband, so even though you own the goof of the hands, but it's Meshuvah to the husband. Teretz, the Chiddush over here is, that a neder, which is kedusha zaguf, is mafkia midei shibut. It's mafkia the shibut. Amar Rashi, kenomis kamis, shani kenomis kedusha zaguf nu. It's a kedusha zaguf. It's chal on the guf. Ukud rava. Amar rava hektish chometz the shichur mafkia midei shibut. It's mafkia midei shibut. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Hektish means like this. I have a axe. I put it aside. I said tol b'choyv. This is where you're going to collect your money from. If I sell it, you got first dibs. This is your thing to collect from. And what do? He was makdish that shor. What's the halacha? The halacha is, it's chal, it's kashal carbon. And it's not called gzela. It's kashal carbon. It's mafkiyah the shibud. Because it's strong. Kedusha is good for stronger than a shibud. The Rashi speaks out, if you just make kedusha's domim on the shor, you would say it's kadosh lebedek abayis, then it wouldn't work. But kedusha guf is mafkiyah. That's one thing, hektish. Then you have chametz. Chametz is a case where you had chametz in your house, you had a whole box of schnapps. He said, "This schnapps should be a collateral for the hava." You tell the guy for the hava, this is the collateral, and this is even more a paitiki. You collect from here, and then Pesach came. It's chal issahana on this, and it's mafkia the shibur of the vichavim. That's case of chametz. Shichur means also you made the eved a paitiki. The malva could collect from this eved. But the levi go have free it, no problem, because all these things are mafkir of the yeshivot. So neder is also mafkir of the yeshivot. Therefore, she makes a neder on her hands. It's mafkir of the yeshivot. It takes away the yeshivot of the husband. Are you going to ask me? That's next morning's kasha. So let me chal right now. We have to say lechia gershano. Nitashu mahashta. Rav Yechonu said only he worried that she get divorced of Michal. Lechia is Michal from right now. And for the Gemara, lemura abonon leshibudah, the abonon degadin. The Rabbanon said that the shibud of the Baal is so strong, and he blibes like a lekeach, more than just a shibud. It can't be chal now because he's like a lekeach, and right now it can't be chal. Because he's like a lekeach, they made the shibud so strong, and therefore it can't be mafkia, the shibud, because not a shibud right now, only happens afterwards. Break the Ran in the Dharam, ask the Ran in the Dharam, what do you mean? I backspread the whole kasha, that if you can't do anything now, so how can you do it for later? So, Enfid the Ran, since the whole Dilon the Rabbanon, really, you could be mafkia, really, all is a shibud. So the Rabbanon only made his shibud strong, the Gabi being chal now, but not living in chal after gerushin. So therefore, it could be chal after gerushin because neder is mafkia midei shibud, and therefore makdish yodai leseim works, and it's not a steer to our mishnah where small paskins ain't odo makdish dova shloi baloilam.